We'll speak about Bein Hashmoshes. We'll explain the machlokes between the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam. I'm sure you're familiar. You look at Luach at the times for Motzei Shabbos, and you see different timings. Some people wait this amount of time, some people wait this amount of time, and you wonder, what is it all about? So, we'll clarify this. There is a contradiction in two different Gemaras. The question is, how long does it take from Shkia, from sunset, till Tzeisa Kochavim, until when the stars, the three little stars, come out? Just to clarify, halachically, Motzei Shabbos really is when you have three medium stars. But since we are not familiar what is considered medium, so we're concerned that the medium stars that we see might be big stars, and then it's too early. So therefore, we are stringent to wait for three little stars. And once you see the three little stars, that's when it's Motzei Shabbos. So the time of Bein Hashmoshes, which is twin light, that time is a time that is Sofek Yom Sofek Laila. It's a doubt if it is day or it is night, and therefore during that period it's a Sofek Doraisa, and it's not permissible to do any melacha. The question is only, when does that time start and when does that time end, and when is it for sure night time? So one place in the Gemara, which is the Gemara in Psochim Tzadik Dalet, the Gemara says that the time that it takes from sunset till Tzeisa Kochavim, till when the stars come out, is 4 mil. Just to clarify, in the times of the Gemara, they didn't walk around with watches. So the way they would measure time for the ordinary person who did not have a sun clock would be that you would tell them that it takes the amount of time that it takes you to walk from here to there, because people were familiar with distance. If you would tell them that the amount of time of sunset is that it takes a person to walk 2 miles, 3 miles, so they were familiar with distance, and they would know in their concept, if you tell them it's a distance of time of 3 miles, they would know how much time you were talking about. By us today, it's the opposite. If you want to tell somebody how long it takes from Lakewood to New York, so if you tell somebody it's this and this amount of mile, not necessarily he would know how long it takes. But if you tell him it's an hour and a half, he knows what he's talking about. He has a clock, he has a watch, and he knows the time. But in the times of the Gemara, it was the opposite. If you would tell him it's an hour and a half, he would not know what you are talking about. But if you would tell them it's 70 miles, that he would be able to relate to. You would tell them it's 60 miles, 40 miles, that is something they were able to relate to. So the Gemara in Pesachim says that the time that it takes from Shkia Zachama, from sunset, till Tzeisa Kochavim, until the stars come out, is the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 mil. That translated la halacha, to walk a mil in minutes is 18 minutes. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. So that would mean if you multiply 18 by 4, that is exactly 72. So it would take 72 minutes to walk 4 mil. So when the Gemara says that it takes from Shkia Sachamo till Tzisa Kochavim, from sunset till when the stars come out, it takes 4 mil, that would mean it takes 72 minutes. That is the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Shabbos, from the other hand, in Lamed Dalet, and the Gemara goes on to Lamed Hei Yom Dalet, and the Gemara says there that the amount of time from Shkia Sachamo till Tzisa Kochavim is 3/4 of a mil. So if you take 18 minutes, take 3/4 of that, that means 13 and a half minutes. That is a big difference between these two Gemaras. In one place, it tells you that the stars come out 13 and a half minutes after sunset. And the other place of the Gemara says it takes 72 minutes. So Tosfos is asking the question, the contradiction in the Gemara, and Rabbeinu Tam offers an answer, and he says that they are two different shkias. The Gemara is referring to two different shkias. The Gemara in Psachim that says that it takes 4 mil from the time of sunset is not talking of the halachic sunset, rather the first sunset. The first sunset starts when we see the sun go down, but that time is for sure day. That didn't start yet, bin hashmoshes. The halachic bin hashmoshes, when we have a doubt if it's day or night, did not start yet. That only starts in the last quarter of a mil, really. That's when bin hashmoshes starts. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you deduct from 72, 13 and a half minutes, that would mean that only after 15 and a half minutes past sunset, that's when Bein Hashmoshes starts. Up until 50 and a half minutes after sunset, it's for sure considered daytime. The only time when the suffix starts, when the doubt of day and night starts, is past 15 and a half minutes. From 15 and a half minutes till 72, that's when you have a doubt. After 72, it's already nighttime. That's according to Rabbeinu Tam. So the way he reconciles these Gemaras is as follows. The Gemara in Psachim that is calling Shkiyas Sacham of 4 mil, the amount that takes 72, is not talking about the halachic Ben Hashmashes. Whether the Gemara is talking about the first Shkiyah. And the first Shkiyah is when we see the sun setting, which is still daytime. With the Gemara in Shabbos that says it takes 3/4 of a mil, which is 13 and a half minutes, it's talking about the second Shkiyah, which is not visible to the eyes. But apparently there's another Shkiyah, meaning when it becomes darker and you see more stars that are visible in the beginning of the night. And at that point, when that happens, when the sun really goes under the horizon a certain amount of degrees, that is the second Shkiyah. That would be considered the second sunset. And that's what the Gemara in Shabbos is referring regarding to the halachas of Shabbos. And that would take 13 and a half minutes, starting from 15 and a half minutes after sunset. The Geonim and the Vilna Goyen, much later, goes with the Shitta of the Geonim, and the Minchas Koyen, the Maram Alshka, brought on the Mishneh Berurah. They reconcile these two Gemaras totally different. And they say, no, the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Psachim are talking about two different things. The Gemara in Shabbos is talking about the halachic time of Bein Hashmoshes, twin light. The Gemara in Psachim has nothing to do with the halachic timing of Bein Hashmoshes. The Gemara in Psachim that says that it takes 72 minutes is talking about a person that he walks, and how long does he have to, how much can a person walk during daytime? That means even if halachically it's considered night already, but if there's still a little bit of light that he can walk, that would still be considered daytime as far as the walking for a person. The Gemara Del deals with how much mileage can a person get out in a day. How much can a person, an average person, walk during the day? And that's when the Gemara is saying that after 4 mil it's already so dark that a person can't walk anymore. Whereas the Gemara in Shabbos speaks specifically regarding to the halachic ramifications of Bein Hashmoshes. And on this the Gemara says that the time would be 3/4 of a mil, which is 13 and a half minutes after sunset. That would be nighttime. Now, the Vilna Gaon emphasizes very strongly, and so do the Goinim, that this time set of 3/4 of a mil, which is translated as 13 and a half minutes after sunset, is nighttime in Isri, and you would be able to see three stars, obviously is talking on Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, and it is talking in the months of Nisan and Tishrei. That means it's talking in a time zone of Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, and it's adjustable. That means that this is talking in a day when the day and the night are equally divided. But in the winter, or in the summer, in the winter when the Sunday is shorter, or in the summer when the Sunday is longer, that three-quarter of a mil is going to be adjustable. And the way you adjust it is you take the time that it takes from sunset till when you have three little stars, and you divide that into 16 different quarters. And according to the Goyim, these 16 different parts, that would be the 4 mil. The 4 mil that we just translated as 72, there was accordingly to Bavel and Eretz Yisrael in the month of Nisan and Tishrei. So if you want to adjust that to a Sunday, which is shorter or longer, you would take the same amount of 3/4 of a mil based on taking the time that it takes from sunset to the time when you see the little stars. And you would divide that in 16 different units. And you would take 3/4 of that unit, meaning three of these units, that would be Ben Hashmoshes according to the Goyim, and according to Rabbi Natan, the last three units would be Ben Hashmoshes. So not only is this 3/4 of a mil not necessarily 13.5 minutes? It depends which day of the year, if you're talking the summer, the winter, or Nisan and Tishrei. Besides that, also you have to be aware that this Gemara of 3/4 of a mil, 13.5 minutes, even in the months of Nisan and Tishrei, was said for the Oifek, for the time zone of Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. But if you go more north, you go in Europe, which is more north, there it's going to take a longer time till you see the three stars. So obviously, according to the Goyim, this is what they say, what you need to do is you need to take the time that it takes from sunset till when you see the stars, and that's what you divide to the 4 mil, according to Goyim. The Primi Godim says no. These times, the 4 mil, which is an hour and 1/5 of an hour, are kvuos, are standard. You don't adjust them. That means that the 72 will be 72 regardless. That means that the Primi Godim says that in the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. And he says that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the 72 will be across. Wherever you go, it will be 72 minutes till it is nighttime. Then the Bir Halacha brings the Minchas Kohen, who disagrees, and says no, that the Shoyis are Zmanios, at least Lechumo, at least for stringency, you would adjust them. That means some places you will not have three little stars by 72 minutes, so you would have to wait more until you have the three little stars. You have to adjust the times of the 4 mil accordingly to the Oifek. Now the Bir Halacha says that if you have two out of the three simonim that the Gemara tells you for nighttime, that is sufficient. That means the Gemara is saying that for nighttime, one of the simonim for nighttime is when you see three little stars. Another simon is when you see hichsif. That means that the reddish of the sun stops being red and now it becomes dark and becomes either white back or it becomes black. But the sun is not red anymore and the reddish of the sun went down. That's when it's nighttime. And another simon that the Gemara is saying is 4 mil, that it takes a man to walk a 4 mil. Or 3/4 of a mil. Says the Bir Halacha that if you see three stars and you see already chichsev that it's dark and it's not, the sun is not red anymore, then you do not have to wait for additional 4 mil, wherever way you adjust the 4 mil, if it's a 72 or it's more, you don't have to wait for that. If you have already 3 stars and you have hichsif, that is sufficient, and you do not have to wait for additional 72. So the truth is that Reb Moshe Feinstein goes with this Bir Halacha, with this Mishnah Berurah, and what he has done is he claims that in America, at least in the places that he has been in New Jersey and in New York and in the mountains, in the Catskills, after 50 minutes, 5-0, you do see little stars in most of these places in America that he has been. And therefore, you would start counting, you would divide these 50 minutes into 16 units, which comes out to about a little bit more than 3 minutes. Now, when you want to know how long is Bein HaShemashah, is the time that it's Sofik day, Sofik night, so that would be 3/4 of a mil. That means these 3 minutes times three is a little bit more than 9 minutes. So 9 minutes would be Bein HaShemashah. So according to the Goyim, 9 minutes would be the first 9 minutes. That's when it is. After the first 9 minutes, it's already nighttime. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be the last 9 minutes. That means after 41 minutes, that's when you have the Bein HaShemashah of Rabbeinu Tam. Now that part that the Moshe is saying, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the 72 are adjustable, is not Rabbi Moshe's Chiddush. That already the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, is saying, based on the Minchas Kohen, that even though Rabbeinu Tam is adjustable, and you're gonna look at it from the time of Tisa Kachom, once you have the stars, that's how you're gonna measure the time of Bein HaShemashah. Now Rabbi Moshe also says that there is enough coming of the 9 minutes, the first 9 minutes after Shkia. For example, Moshe says that the lady who in the Zayin Nikim, the 7 days that she has to check herself before she goes, prior she goes to the mikveh, so she's supposed to make 2 bdikas, one in the morning and one examination before Shkia, before sunset. If she forgot or she didn't get a chance to make it before sunset, she can b'di'evet make it up until 9 minutes after sunset. Why? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, until 15 and a half minutes after sunset, it's for sure day. According to the Goinim, it's Bein HaShemashah, it's Sofik day, Sofik night. So therefore, b'di'evet, you can still make the bdikah up until 9 minutes. It's a Sofik Sveika to say that it's day. And therefore, you can rely on that to still make the bdikah up until 9 minutes after sunset. Not everybody agrees with this Reb Moshe, with this Cheshbon of Sofik Sveika. Reb Moshe says that you're going to argue and say that it's not a good Sveik Sveika, because Sveik Sveika usually means that you have two reasons to one on top of the other to permit. That means you have one Sofek, maybe it's permissible, maybe it's prohibited. And then you say, even according to the Tzad, that it's prohibited, you still have another doubt, another reason to permit it. Says the Moshe, maybe you're going to argue and say that here, the reason to permit it is only one reason, maybe it's day. So what are you going to say? You have a Sveik Sveika. Maybe the halacha is according to the Gorin, or in other words, you have one suffix if it's day or night, and then another suffix if the halacha is like the Gorin or Rabbeinu Tam. So you can have a Sveik Sveika. He says, yeah, but maybe you're going to argue that the only reason to be mati is only one reason. You don't have two reasons, and the reason is that maybe it's day. So he proves from the Shach that in this particular case he still can say that it would be a Sveik Sveika. Hagam, that the Bir Halacha in the beginning of Reish Samach Aleph says that this probably is not going to be a Sveik Sveika. He speaks about it, a different case where a person has a doubt if it's already Shkia or not. And in this, the Big Halacha gives two reasoning why it's not a Tzvik Tzvika. A, because Chisayon Yediyah, a lack of knowledge, is not considered a Tzvik. B, because it's not a Tzvik Tzvika, because those reasons are the same reason, maybe it's day. So that would seem that according to the Big Halacha, it's not a Tzvik Tzvika. Now, I spoke to Rabbi Moses, who's a Moel in Likud, and I asked him to tell me an interesting case about somebody who was born B'nash Moshe. So he told me a story, and I called up the father to ask to verify the story. He verified the story, and I asked him permission to tell over the story. So Rabbi Shimon Zeldes, 22 years ago, had a baby boy who was born 69 and a half minutes after Shkia, after sunset. So he called Rabbi Moses and asked him, Motzei Shabbos, he called him and he says he wants him to be the Moel. So he asked him, when was the baby born? He told him 69 and a half minutes after sunset. He said, I'm sorry, I can't do the bris because I go by Rabbeinu Tam. And that would mean that he was born B'nash Moshes. And I can't do the bris unless the baby was born 72 minutes after sunset. I can't do the bris on Shabbos. Rather, bris would be postponed for Sunday. So, in a nutshell, he could not find any moel in Likud that would do the bris on Shabbos, and he was given a suggestion to rent a hotel in Howell, which is the next town next to Likud, and find a moel who is a Talmud of Moshe Feinstein and would be relying on the 50 minutes, and for them it would be already nighttime, and he would be able to do the bris on Shabbos. He ended up postponing the bris to Sunday, and Rabbi Moses was the moel. But in Eretz Yisrael, I spoke to moel, and he said that even for those who are stringent for Rabbeinu Tam, and they also daven mincha according to Rabbeinu Tam, meaning 50 minutes after sunset, they would still daven Rabbeinu Tam mincha, when it comes to a bris, 35 minutes after sunset in Israel, the majority of the people, even those who go with Rabbeinu Tam, will perform the bris on Shabbos. So the question is, how come? Why is it that in Eretz Yisrael, people after 35 minutes will do the bris on Shabbos, whereas in America, even 69 and a half minutes after sunset, the bris will be postponed for Sunday until 72. So there could be two possible answers. One answer, you would make an argument and you would say that you're adjusting the 72, like the Minchas Kohen and the Bir Halacha saying. And therefore there, where you have the stars coming out already, and after 35 minutes you for sure have three little stars, therefore you would not have to wait 72. That would be one possible answer. But the truth is that those who go with Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Sternberg says that, and Minchas Yitzchak, that the majority of those who go with Rabbeinu Tam, the minhag has been that they wait 72 regardless. They do not adjust to 72. Unlike the Bir Halacha and the Minchas Kohen, the majority of people go with Rabbeinu Tam, they have a fixed 72 regardless of where they are. So that is not going to answer it. So I was thinking that perhaps the Bir Halacha already mentions, and it's mentioned in Birkei Yosef, that in Eretz Yisrael, Be'etzem, the Halacha was accepted like the Geonim, that the nighttime would be 3/4 of a mil right after sunset. That means 13 and a half minutes after sunset would be already nighttime. So what? You're just stringent. Some people are stringent on Rabbeinu Tam, but they're not going to be makel and pushing off a bris. Whereas in America, it could be that many people are holding Rabbeinu Tam lahalacha. They're not just stringent on Rabbeinu Tam. They hold Be'etzem lahalacha like Rabbeinu Tam. However, they are stringent on the other end, that they're not doing any milacha from the time of sunset, from the early time of sunset. They're not waiting 58 minutes. They're not doing milacha till 58 minutes. Rather, they are stringent on the goyim to do the, not to do milacha from sunset. So that's why when it comes to a bris, they would postpone the bris because Be'etzem, the halacha they hold like Rabbeinu Tam, they're just stringent on the goyim. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, it's the other way around. The halacha they hold is like the goyim. Rather, they are stringent on Rabbeinu Tam, therefore they will not postpone a bris. Just another comment I just want to mention is that there was a case where a boy was born 3 minutes before sunset in Eretz Yisrael, and the Chazon Ish said to postpone the bris to Sunday. The reason, because the Chazon Ish was concerned that the calendars that we have with the sunset are off, and it could be that already 3 minutes before our sunset could be already sunset, and therefore he considered that Ben Hashmashes already, and the bris would be postponed for Sunday. The reason I'm saying it is that people sometimes, especially in the winter, are doing malachas still mamash the last minute before Shkia. They should be concerned if the Chazon Ish is ready to postpone a bris of somebody who was born 3 minutes before Shkia, how much more so we should be careful not to do any melacha at least a few minutes before Shkia. Just want to emphasize that Reb Moshe's timing of the Ge'onim, the 9 minutes of the Ge'onim, that is really a chiddush, because he's using the Ge'onim, he does not adjust the Ge'onim. You go into the soil and you say that 13 and a half minutes after sunset is over the Tisa Kochavim, so that is very possible to see the stars after 13 and a half minutes, especially if you add 4 minutes for the Shkia, because we're not sure if our Shkia is the halachic Shkia. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the halachic Shkia sunset is really 4 minutes after the sunset on the Luach. So then you come out to 17 and a half minutes after sunset, and at the Sol, you will have stars, you will be able to see stars after 17 and a half minutes after sunset. But if you're going to go in Europe, you're going to go more north, there for sure that you're not going to have sunset, you're not going to be able to see the stars after 13 and a half minutes. The Chiddush of Moshe is that he takes the formula, he does adjust it to, according to Rabbeinu Tam, but he stays still with 9 minutes according to the Goyim. That is a Chiddush, because the Goyim and the Bi'aloch of the Bo say very clearly that according to the Goyim, everybody agrees that you have to adjust it to a different place. I also wanted to emphasize that there are many questions on Rabbeinu Tam's Shitta, but they are irrelevant. Those who go with Rabbeinu Tam, we go with Rabbeinu Tam, we have kashis, and Olam Haba will figure out the answers, in times of Mashiach will figure out the answers on Rabbeinu Tam. But just to clarify the questions, what they are, some of them. Where, first of all, we have to clarify this amount of 72 minutes that Rabbeinu Tam is talking, on which time zone is he talking? If you go in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, Iraq and Eretz Yisrael, remember, Rabbeinu Tam is answering the kasha of the contradiction in both Gemaras. The Tanoim and Amoraim, they lived in Eretz Yisrael and in Iraq and in Bavel. The time zone there, if you are going to wait 35 minutes after sunset, you for sure are going to see all the three stars. There's no question about that. So where is it that Rabbeinu Tam was requiring 72 minutes? So there are those, because of that question, that they try to say that perhaps Rabbeinu Tam spoke about France in the place where he lived. And that is very hard to accept, because he's coming to answer the contradiction in the Talmud. B, the Mechaber, who paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he brings this shit of 72. This is how he rules. So that is very hard to understand. More than that, if you are going to wait 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael, that would mean that if you translate it into the degrees of the sun below the horizon, that's 16.1 degree. If you're going to now take that and adjust that in places in Europe, so in the north, you're going to have places that are never going to have nighttime. If nighttime is 16.1 degree below the horizon, that would mean that you have many communities in the summer in Europe that will not have an halachic nighttime. So these are some of the questions that the Goyim himself is asking, the Minchas Goyim himself are asking on the Shittah of Rabbeinu Tam. So these are things that need to be clarified on the Shita of Rabbi Nitam himself. On which time zone was he talking? The other thing is that the Mechaber, interestingly enough, when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, so he says that Motzei Shabbos is when you have three stars. When you see three stars, that's when Motzei Shabbos is. The same thing when it comes to Ma'ariv, and he tells you when is the Zman for Kriyat Shema. The Mechaber says, you know when this man for Kriyat Shema is? It is from the time you see three stars. So the Bir Halacha, when you get to Motzei Shabbos, is asking, why doesn't the Mechaber say that you still have to wait for the 72? Fine, you saw three stars, but depending now, you have to wait for the 72. So he says, maybe we're talking about a person who didn't pay attention what time Shkia was, so he doesn't have from where to count the 72. But then it brings the other answer, which he goes with the Menachas Kohen, that no, you don't have to wait to the 72 if you have already the three stars. And that's why the Mechaber does not bring to wait for mil. Now the truth is that this is not such a stark raya, not such a stark proof that the Mechaber holds that once you see three stars, you don't have to wait to 4 mil, because you can say that the Mechaber perhaps is speaking practically. Matzah Shabbos, you want to know when Shabbos is over. A person doesn't have a time watch and a clock. So what you do is you look upstairs in the sky and you see the three stars. Whereas on Friday, when he wants to tell you by what time you have to light, so if he's going to tell you, you remember yesterday what time there were three stars, and now deduct from that 13.5 minutes, and by that time you have to light. So that's very hard for a person who doesn't have a clock to estimate when he has to light. Whereas when he tells you, you look at the sunset and count from that 58 minutes, that's easier. Even if you don't have a clock, you can have a sand watch, whichever way you're going to measure the time from till when you have to light, that's easier. Meaning it could be practically why the Mechaber did not mention the 4 mil for Motzei Shabbos, and he does mention it before Shabbos. Another thing I just want to mention is that there is a Mechaber in Yoredeb, in Negeat Tumilin, Reish Samach Vav, where it sounds that he contradicts himself here. There he says that the nighttime Ben Hashmoshes starts from Mishetishka HaChamo. So that might be interpreted that it means from the beginning of sunset, whereas here in Shulchan Aruch he says that really Ben Hashmoshes starts from the second sunset, which is not visible. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav goes so far to say that the Mechaber was Choyzer, and he really paskens now like the Goyim that sunset starts from the time you see the sun setting, which is a tremendous chiddush. Almost nobody agrees with that Shulchan Aruch Rav. And as far as the kasha, I saw there's many different answers, but one answer I saw which is interesting is that the Mechaber there does not say that the Ben Hashmoshes starts from when the sun starts Mishkia Sachamo. Rather, he says Mishishoko Achamo, meaning there's a difference of Shkia or Mishetishka HaChamo. Mishetishka HaChamo means that the sun totally already was going down and it's totally dark. And that's what the Mechaber says, Mishetishka HaChamo. Whereas when you say Mishkia HaChamo, that means from the beginning when the sun starts to set. And therefore, the Mechaber there as well is talking, just like here, after the sun totally sets, that's when the second Shkia starts, and that's why he says Mishetishka HaChamo.